Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. I am excited for our podcast this week, but first, let's go over our updates. June 3rd through July 18th, our district provides free summer meals. Children ages 1 through 18 that live in Provo can receive a free breakfast and free lunch. Visit Franklin, Provo Peaks, Spring Creek, Sunset View, Timpanogos Elementary Schools, or Independence or Provo High Schools, whichever school you live closest to, Monday through Thursday for a free meal. Visit our website for times and details. If you are interested in hearing updates regarding the construction projects happening throughout the district, please visit the district website and click on the new construction newsletter sign-up link. Watch for the summer newsletter coming to your home in Provo the first part of July. For complete updates during the summer, visit us on our website or on social media. I am here today with Mark Baker, our district library media specialist, to talk about resources to help get our students reading during the summer and to help prevent the summer slide. The summer slide is a term used to describe the decline in reading and other academic skills that can occur when school is not in session. Research shows that children who do not read over the summer may score lower on standardized tests at the end of vacation than they did at the beginning. We did a podcast earlier this year with the Provo City Library, and the City Library is a great resource for our parents and for our communities. So, do you know what programs are happening there to encourage our kids to read?
I do know a few of them.
Okay, tell us about them.
Well, first I'll tell you this one. This one happened to me just last week. My granddaughter came with my wife.
You're not old enough to have a granddaughter. That's crazy.
Well, I've got two granddaughters.
Okay, all right. That's all right.
She brought the granddaughter over to Provo High to say hi.
Okay.
Because mom was in the hospital delivering number two.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, let's go on a picnic. We can run over to Lakeview Park. And we got there, get out of the car. I mean, it's only a stone's throw from Provo High. And as we're walking in, there's a big panel. And it's the beginning of a story.
Oh.
And you go on the walk through Lakeview Park. And every so often, there's another panel that's the next page of the story. And you walk through the whole park and you've read a book.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I guess that Provo City Library, they change it out about every 2 weeks. They do the same thing at Kiwanis Park.
Okay.
Several books, just kind of younger books. And it was fantastic. I had a great time. Thought, wow, you know, we got to go for a walk and we got to read a book.
That's incredible. I had no idea.
That's one thing that they do. They also, every Monday, I'm pretty sure it's at 10 o'clock. You can look on their website. I'm pretty sure it's 10 o'clock. Over here at the Rotary Park, they have story time. Story time in the park. And you not only listen to books and listen to people read stories and tell stories and puppet shows and all that kind of stuff. They have books there. Bring your library card so you can check them out and sit in the park, read, be outside, at least until it gets hot.
Right.
Today would have been a beautiful day.
Perfect day.
Yeah. So they've got so many programs. They do their story time, of course, at the library. And as a resource for books, it is fantastic. It's a great library. I have been in probably 20 different city libraries up and down the Wasatch Front. And Provo, it is the pinnacle. It is very good. It's just fabulous. That's just a couple of their resources.
Those are just a few of the things that they offer.
Now, another one that works well with us here in Provo City School District is Sora.
Yes.
They have their books that they've purchased for Sora, and they are all available on Sora, which is OverDrive. If you don't have an account, jump on and get an account. It's free. All the books that are on there are free. There are audio books. There are picture books. There are regular just novels to read, electronic books. You can add them to our account because it's available. It's available for us in Provo School District. Every year I go through, and we'll talk about this in a minute, I'm sure, Battle of the Books.
Yes.
I make sure all the Battle of the Books books are available on Sora.
Okay.
And kids have an opportunity to read those. So It's kind of...
So tell us a little bit more about how I would access that.
With your Chromebook that every student gets, Sora is already loaded on.
Okay.
It's ready to go. Click and you're done.
Okay.
I know we're moving right now with the Gmail and the whole...
There's all sorts of stuff going on with technology. I know that.
And so it's not perfect right now, but it will be. Give it another minute. And it'll be back up and running. But Provo Public Library, their account, of course, is still up and running, and you can get in there.
Okay. Is it something that we can access off of the Provo City School District website or off of a school's website? Is there a link or anything there?
Yes. You know, once you've got your account and it's there, you put it on your phone, put it on your computer, whatever device you want to put it on. And yes, you can have multiple devices that access it.
You're like, if I can't get out to go to the library or get a book, I can still get one.
Library can come to you.
Library can come to me. This is amazing. Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
That is really fun. What are some other ways or resources that parents can use to encourage their kids to read? What do you feel like works?
I have four kids. Of course, my youngest is 21 now. But one thing that we always did growing up, when we were raising the kids, is just read anything.
Right.
And they get to the point so fast that they will love sitting down and reading a book.
Right.
Read them a story. And it doesn't matter. I remember sitting in the living room. I picked up a copy of Seed Folk.
Okay.
If you've never read the book, you need to pick it up.
Okay.
Seed Folk. Every chapter is written by a different or in a different person's voice.
Okay.
Different demographic, different nationality, all kinds of, it's just a really cool book. I read the book. It probably took an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And my kids sat there and drew pictures the whole time because the book just kept their attention. And because they were used to hearing me read, hearing my wife read, they loved it. It was something that turned into an absolute wonderful experience. And they even talk about it still. Said, oh, remember when we read Seed Folk? And there are so many books that you can do the exact same thing with. You know, of course, one of the first big, thick chapter books that we always read was Charlotte's Web.
Yep.
And it's a fan favorite. Everybody loves Charlotte's Web. I never talked to anybody who says, it's fun. It's great. Once you get into a story, you know, the story grabs you and takes you with you. That's something that I really enjoy.
Just letting kids even have a break from playing video games or whatever their other activities are. It's just a great way to break up their day too. It's awesome.
Fun stuff.
So each year our district hosts a Battle of the Books. So tell us a little bit about what this is and how our schools participate and all of that good stuff.
Okay. Battle of the Books. Yes, it's a battle. And it's a great battle. The kids have so much fun with it. First of all, every elementary, third and fourth, they make teams of five. Fifth and sixth, they make teams of five. And then seventh and eighth, the middle school.
Okay.
They have same thing. And all the elementaries get together and the ones that win in their schools, they get together and we have the district Battle of the Books. And basically, we read a quote from the book. Or something about the book is the question. And then the kids write down on a whiteboard what the answer is and which book it came from.
Oh, wow.
And then you get points for how much you get correct. And this year, oh my goodness, it was so cool to watch because we had teams that were just incredible. But then we had a couple of teams that they were missing some of their teammates.
They
struggled a little bit. And I remember at first going, oh, shoot, I hope this doesn't go badly. But it went incredible. Those kids just, they just really went for it. Even though they struggled, they just gave it all they had. And afterwards, I got to talk to them. And they felt like, hey, this was a great success. Even though, no, we didn't win, we had fun doing it. And we came back pretty good. We did all right. By the end, even though we were missing three of our five people, we had fun. And it's a fun thing to do with the students. The list is out. There's a link on the website. It rotates through about every 4 years. okay. the titles.
Okay.
And there's always in that rotation, usually 3 to 4 new titles.
Okay.
So you get some of the little bit more classic type of books.
Right.
As well as some of the more new.
Some current, newer literature. Brand new,
yes. Yeah.
It's coming out.
And I have to say this, Pioneer Book down on Center Street here in Provo, they are such a great support for that program. They provide part of the prizes.
Wow.
Kids get $15 or $30 to spend there.
Oh, that's incredible. Which, that's great.
Yeah, which is great. And, you know, honestly, if you've never spent any time at Pioneer Books, don't go there unless you've got a couple hours.
Okay.
Because it's it's a place that kind of sucks you in and you sit down and you start.
Get lost in the books.
Yep. It's just fun. It's a really fun place to be. I enjoy it.
So how many books are students reading to prepare for Battle of the Books?
20 titles.
Wowza.
Yeah, 20 titles.
That is a lot. And so everybody across the district is reading the same 20 titles based on their grade level.
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense. And we can find that list of books. Do you have a favorite that's on that list for this coming year?
Oh, gee, favorite. I can't even think of the list right now. I can't even think of what's on it.
I put you on the spot. Yeah, that's, I'm sorry.
I'm sure if I looked through it, I'd go, oh, I read that when I was a little kid, or I read that a year ago.
Because we are mixing it up between classics as well as new titles. That's great. So parents can get this list of books from our website.
Yes.
Okay. Are they also published on their school's website or just on the district website right now?
If they're not there yet, they will be soon.
Okay. Great.
The librarians, all the librarians are so good at promoting it, and they know how much the kids enjoy it. And so it's not very difficult to promote.
Right. I remember just a ton of social media posts that were coming out during the Battle of the Books and just how excited the kids about participating in it. So I had no idea that we were asking them like specific quotes and they had to identify like the book. And my goodness, that is impressive that they're able to do that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
So every year our district has a Provo Reads theme. What is that? And what is our theme for 2024?
Okay, Provo Reads, it is another way of just promoting reading, getting students excited about fun, good, wholesome reading. This year, it's out of this world, and it's kind of a space type of theme. We've done so many different things. This last year, we had Dan Santat was Provo Reads.
Yeah.
So we've done everything from an author or individual book, like we did Wonder 1 year.
Yeah, okay.
Adventure was 2 years ago. That was any kind of an adventure book. And then the librarians kind of have a little bit of leeway to do with that theme what they want to promote reading.
Okay.
We have little prizes, everything from erasers and bookmarks and stickers and whatnot that by reading certain books or certain genre of books, they can earn those little prizes and they have fun with it. They love it. It does promote reading quite a bit. Some of the librarians, they'll make these bookmarks that they can keep track of all the books they've read on it.
Yep.
Boy, some of those get full.
Yeah, I've seen kids walking around with them like at schools as I've been there. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you should see what happens when they lose one.
Oh.
And they can't find it. You know, it's like, see a meltdown or two. And it gets pretty important to them to be able to look and say, yeah, I did all of this. And that's kind of fun to see somebody get excited and love what they're reading and enjoy the whole experience of reading.
That's exciting. I can tell that you have a lot of energy and enthusiasm around reading. Maybe share with us what's one of your favorite genres or one of your favorite books that you just go back to time and time again. You're just like, I love this story. If you could give that as a recommendation of something maybe we need to look at this summer.
Oh, dear. I am Mr. Nonfiction.
Okay. Yeah.
The last book I read, in fact, I finished it up 2 nights ago. It's called, it's called Why We Sleep. just learning about sleep and all the different things that are involved in it. Yeah, that gets me going. I really enjoyed that. Before that, I read a book, This Is Your Mind on Plants. The one before that was actually a plant book as well. And I listened to a lot of them too.
Okay.
I love history.
Just learning new things and using reading as the way to do that.
Yep.
It's pretty great. Yeah. Stuff that we can learn.
Reading, it's so cool. It just opens up such a new world every time you open a book. I can remember very vividly my first real encounter with reading, me doing the actual reading. It was in kindergarten. It was at Cascade Elementary in Orem. And my teacher, I'm Baker. Her name was Cook. And so we got along really well. And we had a little reading program. And whoever read the most pages got a free book. Yeah, I still have I Am Dan.
Oh,
that's the name of the book.
There you go.
And I still think it's cool.
Right. It makes such a difference and it has such a huge impact on our students overall and just their experiences. So it's great.
Well, anybody that can get, we can say addicted to reading.
Yeah.
They become a lifelong learner.
Yeah, agreed.
And a lifelong learner is a life full of happiness.
Oh.
Adding something new every day and putting it in the brain and enjoying that new knowledge, that piece of knowledge that you didn't know yesterday and now you know it today. I think that's the secret to happiness right there.
I love that quote. A lifelong learner provides a lifetime of happiness. That really is very true. So thank you so much, Mark, for being on our show today.
Thank you.
This was really fun to talk about all the ways kids can get involved in reading this summer.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup? As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Join me next week for an all-new episode. Have a great week, everyone.